Hello, and welcome to episode 9 of The Broncast, the official Cal Poly Pomona Athletics podcast. I am your host, Tyler Lobe, the Assistant Athletics Director for Communications here at CPP. This week's podcast features members of the Cal Poly Pomona baseball team. I sit down with head baseball coach Randy Betton, senior first baseman Brennan McKenzie, and sophomore pitcher Reese Stevens. We recap the shortened 2020 spring season, discuss the recent renovations of the new look Scolinos Field, get Coach Betton's thoughts on three of his former players making it to the big leagues in recent years, then play a little movie trivia at the end. Here it is, episode 9 of the Broncast. Here with members of the CPP baseball team, I have head coach Randy Betton, senior Brennan McKenzie, and sophomore Reese Stevens. Thanks for being with me today.
Randy Betton, head baseball coach. Just finished up part of my 11th season. Made my route here through the junior college ranks. Started there years ago at Riverside City College. Moved on to Cal Baptist for about 8-9 months. Had a great run there, and then went over to UC Riverside for 7 years, and then was fortunate to get an opportunity to interview for the job at Cal Poly, and was offered it and got it, and the rest has been history. It's been a great ride for 11 years. I love every minute of it.
Hi, I'm Brennan McKenzie. I'm a senior. I'm going into my 5th year at Cal Poly Pomona. I'm a sociology major, and after college, I plan on going into firefighting or some kind of paramedic work or something like that.
How's it going, guys? I'm Reese Stevens. I'm a sophomore from Mission Viejo, California. I'm a kinesiology major, and after college, I'm hoping to play professional baseball. But if that doesn't happen to work out, I kind of want to take the chiropractic physical therapy route.
Awesome. Well, thanks for being here with me again today. Like I said, getting right to it, Randy, 13-8, 11-5 in the CCAA, tied for third in the standings, getting ready to host Sonoma State. Then all of a sudden, the whole sports world crumbles and your season just suddenly ends. Take me through those emotions as we saw life change dramatically in a matter of days.
Yeah, that was a tough time. I felt like the team, we just came back from a series at San Francisco State where I thought we competed well that whole weekend. And I thought the team was in a really good spot. We had a great week of practice and preparation. And then I got the call on a Thursday saying Sonoma was not coming down, and kind of told the team, hey, we're going to put things on hold, maybe possibly start up the next weekend. We're just postponed for now. And then, once it went to a hold for sure, it was tough because during that time of the year, we're going about 100 miles an hour, getting guys prepared, not only physically, mentally, putting in game plans for the week, and then went to a halt there. But we were happy with how we did up to that point. There's a lot of unfinished business. We're excited about when we return. But yeah, it was really tough with our emotions for sure.
Brennan, Reese, do you have anything to say about that, about your emotions when all the stuff started going down?
Yeah, I know I was pretty upset by it because I'm a senior, for one, and knowing that I might not ever get to play again, because at that time we didn't know if we were going to get our year back or anything like that. We didn't know what the deal was. There was a lot of uncertainty. But yeah, I'm just happy to be able to have the opportunity to come back for a 5th year and compete with the guys. So,
Reese, you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a pretty huge shock when we found out about it. I think that it kind of brought us together in a way, but also it's just a huge shock because, you know, obviously you don't want your season to get cut short because you want to finish it out and you want to have aspirations to go to the playoffs and College World Series and everything like that. So that was definitely a huge blow to our team. But and just kind of being away from the game for this length of time has been kind of crazy to me. I've never really been away from it this long. So it's definitely a huge challenge. But if anything, I think this will kind of make us stronger in a way.
I don't think any of us have been away from sports as long as we have, not just baseball. I'm used to going all year round, and we should be in the middle of soccer volleyball season, and it's just not there. And it's not just you, Reese, that's for sure. Games already played up until that point before the season ended. Kind of, Randy, go ahead and give me like kind of a recap of what you saw with your team and where you guys were possibly going.
Yeah, you know, I think roles were starting to really get established. I know the early series of the year, we play a lot of guys just to see where everybody kind of fits in. And the two guys on here were big members of our success for the short term last year. But Brennan, obviously being a senior, and then Reese coming in and earning a spot as a starter, a weekend rotation guy. I thought roles were being established. I thought the team was finally figuring out who each other's were. Even though we spend all that fall together, but we're not competing outside with outside competition. Once we start doing that, you really start to get a bond. You start to travel together. Yeah, you spend so much time together. I really felt like everybody was getting their niche. The coaching staff was figuring out, hey, where to put guys in, pieces of the puzzle, as we call it as a coaching staff, to really help us be successful on a weekend. Because it is a grind on a weekend for us. We play 4-game sets. It's 3 9-inning games and a 7-inning game, and you play those in 3 days. So there's a lot of competition. There's a lot of ups and downs through that weekend, a lot of struggles and joys and ups, like I said, ups and downs throughout those weekends. So we're just trying to plug guys in to kind of fit those roles. And I felt like we were really establishing that. It was going to these two guys. Brennan was having an unbelievable year. I mean, it seemed like he was always coming up in big spots and getting a swing when we needed it, or making a play defensively when we needed it. And then Reese was giving us quality starts every time out there. It was really exciting time, but it is what it is at this point.
Randy mentioned it. Brennan, you were in the middle of a phenomenal season, at least a start to the season. Led the team in batting average, slugging percentage, RBIs, triples, home runs. When the season came to an end, you had reached base in 16 straight games. You had a 7-game hit streak going. You've been successful your whole life. You have a career batting average of over 300. What was different about your approach, knowing that it was your last season of college?
For me, I feel like the big thing is that I was really able to slow myself down, and I felt more relaxed than I've ever felt, just on the field in general, specifically in the batter's box. Just being able to be relaxed and just know that I have that confidence in the back of my head to know that I'm capable of being out here. This is where I'm supposed to be. I can compete with these guys, and just knowing that and just letting everything just kind of flow and work itself out.
Now, Reese, your freshman season last year, you were 2-2 with a 2.83 ERA and 5 starts, highlighted by the complete game 2-hit shutout against Cal State San Bernardino in just your fourth collegiate appearance. What did that effort against the Coyotes do for your confidence at this level?
It definitely skyrocketed it for sure. It just made me feel, like Brennan said, like I kind of belong here and this is the place I'm supposed to be. And it just gave me a lot of relief. I think a couple of my starts before that, I was a little rocky at times, but then it kind of settled in after that start that really kind of took me off and knew that, hey, this is how, I should go about this. I kind of figured out my routine and I kind of just went about it in a different way after that, even though I only had, I believe, 1 start after that. But I think it just kind of carried into me just being really confident in myself. And even though I'm a freshman, it just kind of just gave me that huge confidence boost that I needed, I think.
Now, had you guys continued on throughout the season, you would have served as a host of the CCA baseball tournament at a new look, Scalinos Field. lights and a new scoreboard had been put in a couple of years before. And then last summer, the playing surface was replaced. There's a new backstop, new netting system, new fences around the complex, new signage. I mean, it seemed like a whole new ballpark, honestly. I assume it was something that you guys wanted to show off to the CCA, yet you really couldn't. And I kind of let anyone, you know, chime in on how you felt about that and how you feel about the ballpark and how it looks now.
I turn that over to Brennan. I think he's been here. He's seen the good, the bad, the ugly. So I'd like to hear his opinion on it. I think he, when we recruited him, real quick, story on it. We recruited him. We told him things like this were going to happen. So I'd like to hear his perspective on it for sure.
Yeah. So when everything got shut down and canceled, I knew it was big that we're going to have the tournament at Cal Poly because like you said, everything just looks so good, looks so up to date, phenomenal. It's such a huge change from what we had in the past, from the netting to the backstop to the fences. I think it would have been a really nice venue for the tournament. And I hope that Cal Poly gets the opportunity to host again sometime in the future soon, since we didn't get our chance this year. But yeah, it just kind of sucks knowing that we had the opportunity with the facilities and everything like that lined up, and then just nothing that we can do about it.
I think coming in last year as a freshman, kind of seeing all the new adjustments made to the field, it kind of added that extra level of, you know, you kind of want to be out of the ballpark every day, every hour of the day, and you kind of want to practice, you want to be out there every day, and added that extra motivation to just kind of want to play better, want to work harder. And I'm sure there's probably some more things that are going to be happening to the field that I'm hopefully going to be a part of. But I think just kind of being at that first big change to the field really helped kind of allowed me to kind of just want to work harder and be the best that I can, you know?
Yeah, I'll say for me, you know, seeing 11 years of change there, even before we recruited Brennan, the place was really, it wasn't up to par what it is now. And we knew that. We never made that excuse, but we were excited about what we had, and to show that off to the conference, to say, hey, look at the improvements, not only the alumni have made, but our institution, the university is logging in to help us be successful and help these student athletes be successful. And to go along with both of them, we were really proud of the fact every day coming to that field now. It was really a joy to get out there around noon and kind of start our practice and clean it up at the end of the day and then show up the next day and go, wow, the grass was neatly mowed or whatever might be changing out there. It was really a pleasure to see that, but unfortunate that we couldn't show it off to the rest of the conference.
Now, yeah, it's not quite done. There's Scalinas Field is in a couple of different phases, and hopefully in the next couple of years, we're able to raise enough money to do phase three of the renovation, which includes permanent seating, permanent restrooms, concessions, a press box, something that I, you know, the Tyler Lobe press box is what I'm going to call it. If and when it ever gets built, but that's, you know, we're currently raising money for that, and hopefully we're able to do that within the next couple of years and finally complete kind of the vision that Cal Poly Pomona had for Scalinas Field. And I know that I've seen drawings and renderings of the finished product and hoping it gets to that point. I mean, it would be probably the most beautiful park in the CCAA. I don't know if it would top Point Loma. Yeah. And the view that they have, you know, just the Pacific Ocean out there and just beyond the outfield wall, but it'd be pretty close second. That's for sure. To Brennan and Reese, going back to the whole COVID-19 pandemic situation, how have you guys dealt with like the sudden pivot from in-class instruction that you guys were in, you know, in February and March to the virtual learning system as we know it now? And how is it working out for you guys?
It's definitely a huge adjustment. I know for me, I'm more of a visual learner. I like to be in class and kind of have someone up front telling me everything that I need to know. So it's definitely a big adjustment for me. It's also really hard too, because, you know, there's so many things that can go wrong with online classes and everything like that. You know, you can have a network problem that could cause a test to crash and you not be able to get back in it. And I think it kind of makes everyone a little bit lazier in a sense, because they know that they don't have to get it done like in 2 days or 3 days or whatever the deadline is during a time when we're in class. So I think it kind of makes people a little bit lazy on their work, and it kind of makes them want to not take care of it and get it done and do it the right way. It kind of makes people not get it to done till its fullest potential or anything like that.
Brendan, you want to add to that?
Yeah, for me, the transition to online classes, personally, I'd rather be in-person classes as well, like Reese, because I feel like it's easier to follow along with the class. It's easier to, you know, interact with your professor, get some help and tips from your classmates and stuff like that. But just being online, it's hard. It's much harder to just stay on top of everything that you're given. So you have to be a little more organized, I think, in my opinion, if you really want to succeed, like the way that you're capable of, like the way that Reese is saying, you know, everyone getting their work done right on time. It's so easy to just, procrastinate and just put things off until the end. So yeah, you just got to stay on top of it a little bit more.
Now, Randy, changing gears a bit, you've had the honor of seeing three of your former student athletes reach the highest level of baseball. Travis Tyrone, who was here, your first year at CPP, broke in with the Mets in 2017. Then Kyle Garlick saw time with the Dodgers and Phillies the last two seasons. And then Cody Ponce got the call with the Pirates this year. There are also two others, Christian Kelly and Kyle Doughy, that are very close to making it to the big leagues. How does it feel to see your former student athletes have success like that? And it's got to be a special, very proud moment for you.
Yeah, very much so. You know, those guys have put in a lot of hard work. When they came here, none of them had been drafted before. Maybe Kyle might have been drafted before he went to Oregon. I can't clarify that. I don't know for sure. But to see those guys put in the work, put in the time, the acknowledgement of that work, and then to achieve the highest level to where every baseball player in the country would love to be, to see them achieve that childhood dream is really makes me feel good. It really is special to see for them, because I know the amount of work that they had to put in. It's really hard to get there, and to see those guys do it, it's quite an achievement for them and their families, for sure.
Now, Reese, you came in as a freshman last year, and I assume that you did a little bit of research on, you know, different schools and different programs and teams and noticed Cal Poly Pomona. What got you excited about coming to Cal Poly Pomona? And what was it about CPP that you wanted to come to and be a part of?
I think the number one thing is that they just took a chance on me. I know when I first met Joe, way back when, that one of the first things he mentioned to me was that he doesn't really care about my height and he knows that I can pitch. I know that's kind of a big factor for me, is my height in being a pitcher. You know, you kind of want to be ideally 6 foot or anything like that. But one of the things that Joe really emphasized to me was that he doesn't care what my size is. He just knows that I can pitch. And what else, I think after meeting Jensen and Randy, I think it really just kind of set in that this is a place that I want to be. They kind of created a really good environment for me, a really conversational environment for me that I could just kind of thrive in and kind of just be relaxed and just be myself. And along with that, I mean, I know Cal Poly, we've been one of the top schools out in Division II for the longest time. So that was also a huge factor in my decision as well.
The final question before we get into some other things, doesn't really have to do with Cal Poly Pomona, has to do with what's going on tonight. Game 6 World Series. And I know that before we started recording, Brennan had a LA Dodgers hat on. So obviously we know who he's going for. And I assume the other two know who they're going for too. World Series between the LA Dodgers and Tampa Bay Rays tonight. Dodgers hold a 3-2 lead and they would win their first title since 1988. The storyline, however, and I'm glad we have a pitcher here on the broadcast, because the Dodgers manager, Dave Roberts, is going to go bullpen mode tonight, just as he did in Game 2, which ended up being a 6-2 loss to the Dodgers. What, since I have the baseball professional, so to speak, on here, what is the benefit to it, if any, and what are the arguments for and against going fully bullpen for a World Series game?
Well, the upside to it could be that, you know, the first time through the lineup, the guys from the Rays are seeing one guy, they're seeing one arm, they're seeing his stuff, they're seeing his pitches. And the next time through the lineup, you know, Dave Roberts can bring in another guy, and he's just constantly changing up the looks, but just changing up the hitter's timing and their pitch recognition. They have to learn, they have to adjust to a different pitcher every at bat, essentially. So I know that could be a challenge in itself. But it benefits the Dodgers just by going to the bullpen like that.
Reese, being a pitcher, you're say you were called to start Game 6, but you only knew that you only had a couple outs, you know, in a World Series game. I mean, assuming you're a relief pitcher, you're just going to be happy that you're in the game. But as a starting pitcher, I mean, that would have some kind of negative thoughts to that, I would assume.
Yeah, it's definitely a weird thing being a reliever, getting asked to start and go the first two innings in a Game 6 of a World Series, for sure. It just kind of messes up your routine. You know, you kind of have to get in this weird groove of doing a starting routine, which isn't your regular routine, because normally you're just sitting down in the bullpen for 5-6 innings waiting to get the call and start warming up. But I think it definitely kind of really comes out and shows how many guys can compete in the World Series, especially. I know it's kind of been the theme in the playoffs recently with baseball, is they kind of, a lot of bullpen games are being used now. It really shows the strength of your bullpen. And I think both bullpens are really good for both the Rays and the Dodgers. So it's definitely a weird thing. And I think, you know, it'll kind of show itself tonight.
Randy, any comments?
I'll hit on both. I agree with Brennan and Reese on both of them. On Reese's fact, I would keep all my relievers on the reliever routine instead of trying to have that first reliever who's starting the game do a starter routine, keep him on his reliever. Everybody has a different routine in how they go about throughout the year. Starters have a different routine than a reliever would do. I would keep it that way. But also going on Brennan's deal, you're showing a bunch of different looks. And if you look at the velocity that these guys are throwing now and know that you have one inning or two outs or an out to get, boy, these guys are coming in and throwing everything just so doggone hard. Not only fastballs, but breaking balls. And then they got the good changeup. It's ridiculous. But it also, going to what they both said, it is to show the level of competition at where these guys can compete at the highest level with the most pressure, and to feel confident as a manager to put those guys in those situations is really outstanding. Yes, I'm rooting for the Dodgers tonight, but I always love game sevens. That's personal. That's what I love. I love when, you know, winner takes all, it comes down to that game, but I'd love to see it done tonight for sure.
Unless you're the manager of one of those teams in game seven, right?
Yes, that is true. I tell the guys every year, I enjoy playoff baseball. I think it's obviously an accomplishment that you got to, but just, I like to see guys in those positions. I like to manage in those positions. Yeah. I'm on every pitch and we're on the edge of our seat on every pitch, but really that's when you're thinking the clearest. Like Brennan talked about slowing the game down as a manager and a coach, I try and use those same mental imagery, breathing techniques to slow the game down too, because I noticed when I first became a head coach, I was letting the game get so fast, trying to think three, four pitches ahead or two innings ahead of what I might do. And the game started going really fast. But the more that you're involved in those, the more that you're able to slow those down. So, hey, if they called me tomorrow and said, hey, you're going to be the manager tomorrow in game seven, give me a call. I'm in.
Some of those Dodgers fans, if it doesn't go well tonight, they might call for his head and then, you know, get you on the horn. That's for sure.
Yeah. Well, hey, I'm available. Tell me, give me a call.
Now it brings up kind of a thought in my mind, like during playoff baseball, especially for a college team, you go into the conference tournament and you play 5-6 games in a 4 or 5 day span. I mean, that's pretty taxing on not all your players, but definitely your pitchers, because you can only have them go for so long. You don't want their arms to fall off. How difficult is it to manage a bullpen, your pitching staff, when you're, you know, playing 5-6 games in a 4 day span?
Yeah, it's difficult. It depends how games are going and how situations play out. We always keep pitch counts in the dugout. So we monitor how guys are feeling or how they're going, what the game situation. We always say the game's going to kind of show us where to put guys in. But like I said, we do a great job of collaborating as a coaching staff and with the players about where they're feeling, how are they feeling. Maybe after they had a short outing, how are they feeling the next day? Or maybe they had a longer outing. Hey, do you got an inning in you? You got it too. And Reese being on here, and I can say this to a majority of our guys, they're already, once we get to that stage, everybody's tired, everybody's sore, but everybody wants the ball. Usually, unless a guy gets to a high pitch count, we're not going to ever abuse an arm. But I will say it's hard to take the ball away from certain guys in our pitching staff. So they're fighting to get to it. Even if they might be a little sore, they're not going to tell us they're a little sore. They're ready to go in that part of the season. That's for sure.
Yeah. Reese, I mean, back to you. I mean, you throw maybe 100 pitches in one game. I assume you're going to be very sore the next day. I assume you are sore the next day, but you're going to do whatever you can to get back out there on the field. Am I wrong or am I right?
No, you're absolutely right. It just kind of goes back to the routine. You know, you have to, after every start, you know, you kind of go through this routine of arm care and, you know, getting treatment in the training room and everything like that, just to try and get back out there for your next start. So I think that kind of goes the same for both teams in the World Series. You know, all the guys, they want the ball. And I think that and if they really want it that badly, they're going to do as much as they can to make sure that they're healthy enough to get that ball.
All right. And last, I said that was my last question before we get into the fun stuff, but I know that Brennan has to get going here real soon. So I just want to get your thoughts on your thoughts on your entire career. What have been the best moments of your career? Maybe a specific game, maybe a specific time, a specific year. What has been the ups of your career here at Cal Poly Pomona?
I wouldn't say it's like a specific moment, but the friendships that I've made through baseball here and the connections and the lifelong friendships that I've made are the most valuable to me. That's the best part. That's the most fun that I've ever had here. You know, the bus trips, the nights in the hotel rooms, the long practices, it all, you know, just you can see so close to one another. And those lifelong friendships are what I'm going to, that's the most valuable part to me.
Now, is there any specific game or anything that sticks out in your mind right now that maybe you just remember that that's just going to go down as one of the best?
For me personally or as a team?
You personally.
For me personally, it'll probably have to be my sophomore year against Cal State LA. Yeah. Four home runs and four games all to right center. So that was probably my favorite memory. Okay. Playing here at Cal Poly, just on a personal standpoint. As a team standpoint, my favorite memory was my junior year and winning the conference tournament. That was another magical moment.
As a six seed, I as I recall.
Yeah, as a six seed,
came all the way back, and
yeah. But so exciting! I've never been a part of something that was just so. Like when we got that last out, it was just so electric. It's so, I don't know, just the feeling that you get is awesome.
Now you mentioned bus trips, and I went on that trip with you guys to the conference tournament, rode the bus, and oh, yeah. I like flying a lot better just because you don't have to spend all that time on a bus. So I don't know how you guys do that and look forward to that.
Busing. Well, you're on the bus, so I'd imagine that you would know how we pass the time if you're on the bus.
I do, yes. And then, of course, if you leave, you know, at 7-8 o'clock at night, you just sleep until you arrive to campus at 2 a.m. But, right. You know, that's just something it was fun looking back on it now. Yeah, fun. But, you know, right before you have to hop on that bus, like, oh, man, 7 hours.
Yeah, it's always looking back on it that is the funnest. When you're in it, it always sucks. Always sucks. But the more it sucks, the more fun it was when you look back on it.
Absolutely. All right.
That's just my opinion.
All right. So now into kind of the fun stuff. And Brandon, when you got to take off, go ahead and take off. But I just kind of want to get kind of do some this or that questions just to kind of get to know you guys a little more and see what you guys think about different topics. So when I ask the question, I will I'll give you guys a couple seconds to think about it, and then we'll start with Reese and then Brennan and then Randy. All right. Sound good? All right. This is kind of the rapid fire session that I've always talked about. If you've seen past episodes of the broadcast, would you rather have a sensitive nose or sensitive ears?
Definitely. Oh boy, that's a tough one. I think a sensitive ears for sure.
Okay. Brennan?
I'm probably going to go with a sensitive nose. Okay. Yeah. I feel like that'd be more.
Randy?
I'm going to go ears. Sensitive ears.
See, going back to the whole bus thing, having a sensitive nose is not going to be fun on a 7-hour bus trip. I can promise you.
Yeah, neither is having sensitive ears. So
that's true. That is very true. So
it's either or.
Yeah, it's a pick your poison right there.
That's right. All right, cups in the cupboard, right side up or upside down? You pull them out of the dishwasher. What do you put them upside down or right side up?
I think for me, it's upside down. Upside down.
Okay.
Upside down for sure. Can't have anything crawling in there. Well, I'm not looking.
Yeah, Benton household upside down.
Upside down. All right. Dog or cat?
Dog, of course. Absolutely.
Dog.
Yeah, we've got two dogs. We're dog family.
All right. If you could be on any reality TV show right now, what would it be?
Oh God. Reality TV show. Oh my gosh. I don't even know any reality TV shows.
Survivor.
Oh, that's a good one. Probably The Bachelor.
There you go. Okay.
Probably The Bachelor.
Okay. I'll nominate you next time that they're asking for cast members. You and Lauren Salas are one of our athletic trainers. Yeah. Not to, embarrass you or anything. Brendan.
For me, it'd probably have to be like any cooking show. And just go on there and just talk and eat.
For me, I don't know if this is a reality show, but The Voice, I always think I can sing. My family says I can't, but I think I can. So I would like to be on The Voice.
Okay. So when I ask you to sing the national anthem, would you be up for it?
I think I'm great. I think I can really sing, but I've been told not so much. But,
okay.
I'll give it the effort.
Okay. One day. Just be prepared. let's see. Would you rather not be able to shower the rest of your life or not be able to brush your teeth?
Ooh.
No shower or no brushing your teeth the rest of your life. It's another one of those pick your poison ones.
I definitely would want to probably not be able to brush my teeth for the rest of my life.
Okay.
I'm probably gonna go with the shower. I'd rather not take a shower.
Okay.
I have to shower, but brush my teeth. I mean, that's awful, but yeah, I'd have to shower.
Okay. What would your wife want you to do? Shower. Both. Yes, obviously. Yeah,
I mean, just part of it. God, I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, that's a terrible question to even like. Makes you kind of like sweat thinking about it.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, how good of a driver are you? Brendan obviously looks like you're a 10. But Reese?
I'd say I'm like an 8. I have my moments here and there where I'll screw things up, but other than that, I'm pretty good.
Okay.
I give myself a 9.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go 9 too. I think I'm a pretty decent driver. I'm slow and steady, but sure. Yeah, I am a 9.
Okay. In the Prius.
In the Prius, yes. Would you rather have T-Rex arms or flamingo legs?
Flamingo legs, for sure. I want to be able to at least grab things.
And would you go with
the legs?
Would you guys go with the tight pants that Walker Buehler wears with the flamingo legs?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, absolutely I would. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd have to go with flamingo legs too. I need my arms. I need to be able to swing a bat or throw a ball. I don't think this would really work. So,
okay, I'm going to do one more thing just with the two of you. I started this last week with the athletic training staff. It probably works better with more than two people, but it'll be a competition between the two of you. So best of luck. I don't know if you saw it last week, but we did a kind of a TV trivia type competition. Okay. This game will be movie quotes. And I think it'll be pretty easy because these are all movie quotes that I know, and they're pretty well-known movies. So hopefully they won't stump you guys too bad. But for this game to work, to buzz in with your answer, you yell your name and raise your hand at the same time. So Tyler, something like that. And you must let me finish the quote before you buzz in. Does that all make sense?
Yep.
Okay. All right. And the person with the most points at the end will advance to a championship trivia episode of the broadcast later on, probably next spring. The winner of the athletic training one was Lauren. So she'll be a part of that. And she's obviously pretty good at that. So, so you'll have your work cut out for you. I don't know what that subject would be, but yeah, the winner of that will move on to something later on in the spring. All right. Movie quotes, as I mentioned, you guys ready?
Ready.
May the force be with you.
Reese.
It'd be
Star Wars.
Very good. Just keep swimming.
Reese. Finding Nemo.
Very good. I gotta start writing this down. I'm gonna forget.
Come on, coach.
It's too fast. I can't get it.
All right, two for Reese. There's no place like home. Randy.
Dorothy, Kansas. Boy, I'm close.
Wow, you are so close.
I know. Gosh.
Time limit here. 4, 3, 2, 1.
Kansas, I don't know.
With all those clues, Reese, you I know you have to have it somewhere.
Wizard of Oz.
There you go.
Ah, God, I could get it.
Show me the money.
Randy. Jerry Maguire.
There you go. On the board. I'll be back.
Randy. It's Arnold Schwarzenegger and it's Terminator.
Very good.
We're back.
You're back. If you build it, he will come.
Randy.
Oh.
That is Field of Dreams. Kevin Costner.
I can see you guys, like, you know it, and it's trying to register before you.
Yeah, I'm trying to get it. That's hilarious. Well, plus I'm competing against Reese, and he's a bull. This is fun.
Well, right now I have it tied 3-3, so see if we can keep it up. Houston, we have a problem. Houston, we have a problem.
No, I'm going to take a guess. It's the one step. Gosh, I don't know the name of the movie. I didn't see the movie, but I know
it's a classic.
I know. I
have no idea.
All right, Apollo 13.
Ah, gosh.
Oh man.
Apollo, but I.
You both lose points on that one.
Oh, you lose points. I didn't know there was a lose point.
You know what? I'm making these rules up as we go.
Okay.
You both lose points.
Okay.
There's no crying in baseball.
Randy, I got to know this. League of Their Own.
Very good.
Oh, my God. That's really bad that I don't know that.
That's the same actor, too. Tom Hanks there.
Tom Hanks.
All right. So now 3 for Randy, 2 for Reese. Say hello to my little friend.
Randy. Scarface.
Very good.
You see, but the thing about it is these things are my generation, you know?
I did think about that. So don't worry, they're coming up. These movies are coming up. But that's a classic, though. So... I thought maybe, you know,
I should have studied up before I hopped on here.
I don't think, Randy, did you know anything about Finding Nemo?
I did because I have kids. Okay. I should have known that one. Okay. So some of these are helping me a little bit. there's a few I'm upset that I didn't get, but the Finding Nemo one I knew because of the kids.
Okay. I'm in a glass case of emotion.
Oh, Reese.
Reese.
Get smart.
Nope. Lose one.
Oh, no. I know it too.
Randy, do you?
I'm not guessing. I'm going to.
Okay. Anchorman.
Yep.
Oh. He's in the phone booth. I know people watching this are like, it's Anchorman.
I know. We get a lot of crap for that.
That's the best part about this. Just a bit outside.
Randy. That's a Bob Uecker, and it's Major League.
That's right. Just a bit outside.
Ball 4, ball 12, and missed. How are these guys laying off those?
Excuse me, I believe you have my stapler. I figured this might stump people. Office Space. Milton. Oh, Milton. The red stapler. It's not a man purse. It's called a satchel. Indiana Jones wears one. Reese.
Hangover.
There you go.
Yes.
5-2 right now in favor of Randy. Fat guy in a little coat.
Randy. Tommy.
Yeah.
Tommy boy.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
Man.
This is of both generations here, so because it's Reese, in two different movies. Reese.
Willy Wonka.
Very good. See, I would have thought you were gonna say Super Troopers, because he says it in Super Troopers too.
Oh.
Really? I don't know. Have you ever seen Super Troopers?
I have not. Oh, no.
Okay. All right. But yes.
So would both answers would have worked there?
I would have gone with both. Yes.
Okay.
I would have
gone with both. All right.
All right. I expected the Rocky Mountains to be a little rockier than this.
Randy, Dumb and Dumber.
There you go. Grab that net and catch that beautiful butterfly, pal.
The way he asked that, we should know this one. The way you
asked, no,
because I've seen. This is a classic one too. I mean, I've seen about.
Can you? Can we get?
Grab that net and catch that beautiful butterfly, pal.
Stay okay. Gosh. I don't know. No guess on Randy's part.
Oh, actually,
Reese.
I think it's Wedding Crashers.
There you go.
Oh, gosh.
That's a good one.
That's one of my favorite movies.
Vince Vaughn. See, I told you. You just have to think about it. All right, final one. It's the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man.
Randy. Ghostbusters.
There you go.
Oh, boom.
God. Oh, man.
Congratulations, Randy. You will advance to the championship round sometime next spring. So
yes.
Study up on whatever topic I decide to choose, which you won't know until then.
Exactly.
All right. So to wrap things up, what are you guys doing next Tuesday on November 3rd?
And that's vote day. We're all going to vote. We're all going to get out and get it done. And I've already voted. I did mine, sent it in already, mailed in. So it's done.
I have my sticker ready.
I voted as well.
Very good.
I think this is the first election I voted in.
Good. That's good.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was the Broncast. Head coach of the Cal Poly Pomona baseball team, Randy Bedden. And of course, senior first baseman, Brendan McKenzie, who had to take off a little early, and sophomore pitcher, Reese Stevens. Thank you for being with me today.
All right. Thank you for having us. It was a great time. Had a great time.
Thanks again, Tyler.
Yep. That'll do it for episode 9 of the Broncast. I want to thank head coach Randy Bedden, senior Brendan McKenzie, and sophomore Reese Stevens for joining me today. For new episodes of the Broncast each week, make sure to visit our website at broncoathletics.com/podcast and follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at our handle CPP Broncos. Weekly podcasts are also available for free download on Spotify, Apple, Stitcher, TuneIn, and iHeartRadio. For everyone in the CPP Department of Intercollegiate Athletics, I'm Tyler Lobe, encouraging you to make it a great day, reminding you that Black Lives Matter, and make sure to get out and vote by the end of the day next Tuesday. As always, go green, go gold, go Broncos.